Good morning. Good to see all of you here. We have visitors. We appreciate your presence. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to ask. I am not the regular minister here, for, as most of you know, just a substitute, and we'll do the best we can. As you can see on the screen, the title of this is Delusions. So if you would turn to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Verses 1 through 12. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there be a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God or that is worshiped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of the Lord, temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I yet was with you, I told you these things? And now ye know that what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall the wicked be revealed from the Lord, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all the deceitfulness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. In verse 11, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion or strong error, that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. In 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11, and for this cause God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. Who is the them or they in this context? The wicked is the Gentiles in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 8. Those that follow the man of sin, the son of perdition, who is Satan. Vines notes that the word delusion means a wandering, mental straying, wrong opinion, error in morals or religion. In Romans 1:24, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves. Verse 25, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served creature instead of creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. Romans 1:26, for this cause God gave them up to vile affections, for even the women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. In verse 27, and likewise the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in the lust one for another, men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which was due. In verse 28, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things that are not convenient. Vine says that reprobate means a mind of which God cannot approve and which must be rejected by Him, the effect of refusing to have God in their knowledge. And looking at verse 28, they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, so God gave them over to a reprobate mind. It's a sad thing that we don't retain God in our knowledge. That goes in along with what all we do. No matter what we do, we need to retain God in our knowledge. God can be frustrated with individuals who sin, with individuals who continue in sin, with individuals who choose, and that's a key word, choosing, whether to continue in sin or to get out of sin. You can be forgiven for your sins. And maybe nobody else knows what they are except for you and God. And you can take that to God and ask for forgiveness. But if it's public, you've got to make a public confession. God, I don't know of anyone here who would want it said of them that God gave me or you over to a reprobate mind. And we'll get to the definition of reprobate, which was the next statement. It's a mind which God cannot approve and which must be rejected by God. The effect of refusing to have God in their knowledge. We'll continue with verse 29 shortly. What are the, making a comparison of Romans 1, 24 through 32 and 2 Thessalonians 2, what are the similarities? They're talking about people who are hypocrites, false teachers, those who receive not the love of the truth, verse 10. Those who take pleasure in unrighteousness. There's nothing new in our minds that states that sin is not pleasurable. There are some sins that are pleasurable, but that we have to abstain from them and not be a part of it. In 2 Thessalonians 2:11, God will send strong delusion to those who receive not the love of the truth. Those who receive not the love of the truth are those who are sinning. And in our desire and the pleasures, and in that case, they're unrighteous. Romans 1:29, those who are filled with all unrighteousness. According to the pulpit commentary, it is the ordinance of God that the wicked by their wicked actions fall into greater wickedness. As I said, God's going to allow you to choose to continue in sin or to get out of it. We all have that choice. We have the choice of whom we will serve, God or mammon. The key is to make your life right as soon as possible after you've committed sin. We don't want God giving us over to a reprobate mind. We don't want God turning his back on us. Between verses 24 and 26 of Romans 1, 24 through 32, I asked myself, what are the common statements? In verse 24, God gave them up to uncleanliness through lust. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. God gave them up to uncleanliness. Verse 26, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections or their passions. Verse 28, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. God has no patience or long-suffering for those who are wicked. Let's say that again. God has no patience or long-suffering for those who are wicked. Remember this, all this takes place because verse 25 of Romans 1 says, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature, man, more than the Creator, God, who is blessed forever. Man has to make a choice whether to serve God or not. They left the Word of God and satisfied their own desires and lust. That can happen to any of us. We can leave the Word of God. We can even pretend that we're serving God. But they left the Word of God and satisfied their own desires and lust, which we know are against God's will. Let's turn to Romans 1, 29 through 32. We've read down through verse 28, 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, which we discussed in the class, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, which is strife, deceit, malignity, whispers, backbiters, haters of God, can you imagine that? Haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do that. James 1:15 says, then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Isaiah 66, verses 3 and 4. The last part of verse 3 says, yea, they have chosen their own ways. There's that choosing again. And their soul delighteth in their abominations. Verse 4, I also will choose their delusions and will bring fears upon them, because when I called, no one did answer. When I spoke, they did not hear. But when they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that which I delighteth not. You see this option of choosing. God chose their delusions and will bring fears upon them, because when I called, no one did answer. God's calling us today. Are we answering? When God spoke to us through His Word, are we hearing? But they did evil before mine eyes, and chose that which I delighted not. To choose means to select their own ideas in this case. Because we're free moral agents and have freedom of choice, God will send the wicked into greater wickedness because they have chosen the pleasures of sin. Make no mistake about it. Certain types of sin are pleasurable. But we have to stay away from that. The word delusion has other meanings. Could be defined as to beguile, this comes from vines, to deceive, or just be in error. In 2 Corinthians 11:3, but I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled, is one of the definitions, Eve through his subtlety, so that your minds can be corrupted from the simplicity, sincerity that is in Christ. Delusions can happen from mental straying, having wrong opinions, having errors in morals, or errors in religion. Warning, we have to be careful of deceiving our own selves. How do we keep ourselves from self-deception? 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. How do we keep ourselves from self-deception? Study the word. Believe the word. Hebrews 10:25, a very familiar passage. How do we keep ourselves from self-deception? By not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. How can you fully exhort one another if you forsake the assembly? Let me say that again. How can you fully exhort one another if you forsake the assembly? Be hard to do. Delusions can happen when making mental assumptions. Prior discussions thus far are examples of straying mentally and physically, assuming that our hearts and minds are right with God, assuming that God does not see me or remember me when I sin. Sin has no color or size, such as, for example, little white lies. Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. We think sometimes that God doesn't know. I don't know how He knows the thoughts of every person here and outside those doors. I don't know how He remembers the day we were born or the number of hairs on our head. But He tells us He has that authority. He has that ability to know these things. And for us to think that things are secret, we need to make real sure that that's the case, that it's not a public sin. Matthew 6:4, that thine alms may be in secret, and the Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. God knows how much we give. God knows how we treat others. There's nothing that God doesn't know if he chooses to know. That should scare us. Delusions can happen from mental straying. The individual thinking that all is well with our soul when it really isn't. Matthew 7:21-23. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. I believe that every Christian here has the ability to talk to God and say, Lord, Lord. But not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. And put ourselves in the next statement. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in that name? And in the name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. When we have judgment day, we're not going to have the chance to plead our case. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we're going to be judged. Here, the individual, or individuals, I believe, in the reading, have we not done this? Have we not done that? Have we not eating with you? Have we not heard you in the streets preaching, teaching? They thought they were deceived. They deceived their own selves. We have to be careful to look into our lives and to ourselves and see whether or not if we say, Lord, Lord, that he'll hear us and not call us a worker of iniquity. Delusions can happen from having the wrong opinions of self. That's kind of where I was going. As we analyze our own lives and our own selves, our interactions, our time that we spend studying God's Word, the time that we spend singing praises to God, do we analyze ourselves? Do we critique ourselves? Because we can have a wrong opinion of ourselves in God's eyes. 1 Corinthians 10:12, wherefore let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall. That's a warning for each and every one of us. Galatians 6:3-4, for if a man think himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself. But let every man prove his own work, then shall he have rejoicing alone and not in another. We can deceive ourselves by not following the inspired scriptures. We can have false teachers. We can follow false teaching. We can go to an assembly where they don't even encourage you to open your Bibles and read with them. Or they have their own works or their own literature that they follow. We have to be careful. Being led away by false teachings, failures to study the Word and validate the Word based on teaching of others. And that's what we have to do. It's what we're required to do. Delusions can happen from having the wrong opinions. 2 Peter 3:16 and 17 is also in all of his epistles speaking to them of these things, in which are some things hard to be understood, which they that are unlearned and unreliable twist, as they do also the other scriptures unto their own destruction. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, beware, lest you also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. We have a responsibility to be aware of our surroundings. We don't want to be led away. We don't want God turning his head or face away from us. We want to know and believe that God hears our prayers and that there's nothing hindering our prayers. Warning of being led away with the errors of the wicked. Delusions can happen from having errors in moral judgment. Luke 13:23-30. Just so you know, we've got one slide left. Luke 13:23-30. Then said one unto him, Lord, are we the few that be saved? And he said unto them, strive to enter in the straight gate, for many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. When once the master of the house has risen up and has shut the door, and you begin to stand without and to knock at the door, saying, Lord, Lord, open unto us, and you shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence you are. Then shall you begin to say, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence, and have taught in the streets. But he shall say, I tell you, I know not whence you are. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And here's the scary part. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God, and you yourselves thrust out. And they shall come from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. Behold, they are last which shall be first, they are first which shall be last. Just exactly what we were just discussing. In verse 26, it said, we have eaten and drunk with you, and you have taught in the streets. In 27, he says, depart from me, you workers of iniquity. And let's look at Luke 12:13-21. Luke 12:13-21. It's the parable of the rich fool. And one of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, and he divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possessed. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow my fruits and my goods. And I shall say to my soul, Soul, take, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. then whose shall these things be, which shall thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself, and is not rich toward God. In verse 15, he said unto them, take heed and beware of covetousness, for man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. Living to be seen of others is an error of moral judgment. Delusions will happen if you dismiss the promises of God. In 2 Peter 3:9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. God is a God of love, and he cannot lie. Failure to believe in God's promises will have an everlasting effect on where you spend eternity. The key here in this lesson is God, if you continue in sin, God will just turn his back on you. He will allow you to go into other areas of sin. He will give you over to a reprobate mind. He's not going to sit there and beg, although he pleads with us. He's not going to sit there and beg for us to do the right thing. It's got to come from within. It's got to be a moral judgment on our behalf to not allow ourselves to be involved in delusions of whether we're straight with God, we're living for God, we're doing the work that we should be doing, we're treating each other with dignity and respect, we're loving one another, we're doing all the things. If you're not a Christian, living a Christian life is sometimes difficult. But as long as you stay on the right side of God, prayers will be answered. We all need to analyze ourselves, look into our hearts, and from that, make judgments about whether we're saved in the sight of God or whether or not we need God to save us. There's an invitation song that has been selected. And we use this as an opportunity for those who have sinned publicly to come forward and have the church here pray for you. And you can leave this auditorium and be free from all sin. If you wait, there's no guarantee what tomorrow will bring. So if you've never been baptized, the water's here. We can take care of that for you. If you're sinned publicly and you need to make your life straight, we're here to pray for you on your behalf. And you can walk out of here cleansed. So if there's any open to the invitation, please come while we stand and sing.